Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series.
My guest today is Mark Evans. He has over 20 years of experience in the use of CPU, DSP, and specialized IP in SoCs from his prior positions at Lattice Semiconductor, SIVA, and Tensilica. During his early career, Mark was a processor architect, making significant contributions to multiple microprocessors and systems at Tensilica, HP, Rambus, Rise Technologies, and Amdahl. Welcome to the podcast, Mark.
Thank you, Daniel. It's great to be here.
So let's start by getting a little bit of background. How did you get your start in semiconductors?
Actually, it's kind of funny. I think everybody has a moment in their life that sort of shapes them. And mine actually goes back to middle school, where I was selected for a pilot program in computer programming. And that really took a hold of me. And then when I got my first computer, which I remember being an Apple IIc, the first thing I did was take it apart to try to see what made it work. So fast forward a bit, I went on to Rensselaer, and my first job out of school was at Amdahl doing microprocessor design, and I've been in the microprocessor domain ever since. I'd say the other area of my career that was really transformative was in Tensilica, where I shifted more from the design aspect to the commercialization aspect and working with customers.
Oh, that's a great story. Yeah, my first computer was the Commodore PET, so that ages me a little bit, but that's how I got started too. So what brought you to Andes?
Yeah, so Andes, I was doing quite a RISC-V I found very exciting, and I was doing research on a number of different RISC-V providers when I was searching for my next career move. And Andes had a really unique combination that I liked. First of all, you know, the company was commercially focused, and you know, a couple of years ago, RISC-V still felt a little academic to me, but Andes had the right commercial balance. I did actually talk to a number of Andes customers, and all of them had very positive feedback. And I like working in small, tight-knit teams, and you know, Andes USA is not very old and has a smaller team. So I get to do a little bit of, you know, everything, whatever it takes to get done. And the U.S. Has now 30% of the revenue for Andes. So it's a very strategic segment and important to the company. So that combination was great for me.
Yes. So what else can you tell me about Andes? And, you know, I noticed that you have a new logo. What's the story behind that?
Yeah. So I'll go back a little bit in history. Andes is a leader in RISC-V. The company was founded in 2005 with the initial target of developing a CPU architecture in Taiwan. So the company was founded in Hsinchu. In 2011, Andes actually patented their own ISA called the Andes Star V3. But Dr. Su, the president and CTO, and Francois Lin, the CEO, they were quite visionary. And when RISC-V came around, Andes immediately jumped in full force, became a founding member of RISC-V International, and founded the U.S. subsidiary of Andes. Later, the company went on to IPO on the Taiwan Stock Exchange and were the first guys to release things like a DSP RISC-V processor and RISC-V vector processors. So fast forward to today, and the company, you know, has 30% of the total RISC-V IP market, you know, north of 500 employees, and, you know, a lot of licensees. Recently, actually last month, Andy celebrated the 20th birthday of the company's founding, and we've been in RISC-V ever since the beginning. RISC-V, you know, actually is celebrating its 15th year birthday. And the new logo brings, you know, first a more modern look and feel to it, but it really leans into Andy's commitment to RISC-V. The new logo adopts the RISC-V blue and gold coloring, and you'll notice the S in the Andes is stylized like a 5 to also emphasize our commitment to RISC-V.
Oh, that's great. We've been working with Andy since the beginning of SemiWiki, and it's been a very interesting experience and a great collaboration. So let's talk about RISC-V Con. Why hold your own conference?
That's a great question. We hold these conferences worldwide, and we've been doing it for a number of years. As leading IP provider and a founding member of RISC-V International, we do it for a few reasons. First, it's our commitment to RISC-V, to give RISC-V more exposure. We try to hold them roughly opposite in the year of RISC-V's international show, the RISC-V Summit. And that allows, you know, RISC-V to get sort of a double bang exposure throughout the year in the different regions. Second, you know, it allows us to gather the ecosystem, customers, prospects, and anybody that just wants to know a little bit more about RISC-V in a fun and informative event. The other thing, and I think this is important, is that we focus, I think, a little bit more on the commercialization aspects of RISC-V. So we have a lot of partners talking about how the integrations work and customers talking about how they use RISC-V.
I noticed you have two tracks. Who's your target audience?
It's a great question, Daniel. Really, we're trying to put a show together that has something to appeal to everyone, from hands-on engineers to executives of companies. And certainly for, you know, project managers and product managers, you know, everything in between. The two tracks really try to cover that. We have a main session, which we have done every year. And the main session is really focused at, I'd say, a product and up level. It consists of market updates. We have customers talk about what they do with RISC-V and what their end products are. We also have a number of our partners talking about how they integrate with the RISC-V ecosystem. And then we'll have, you know, quite a few thought leaders in their fields that are talking about everything from, you know, security and encryption and 5G processing all the way through a lot of information on AI. Our developer track is new this year, and that's going to be a limited seating event. It runs at the same time in parallel. And in the developer track, we're doing some 1+ hour hands-on deep dive sessions. There's actually four of them. Two of the sessions will be conducted by Andy's, and that will be how to optimize your code using RISC-V vectors. The other will be on adding custom instructions to RISC-V. That's a key value of RISC-V, and you'll learn how to add custom instructions on that. One of the sessions is sponsored by one of our partners, IAR Systems. They'll be showing how their professional and automotive grade tools work with RISC-V. And another session is sponsored by our partners, Imagination Technologies and Bias Systems. And they're going to teach on heterogeneous compute and performance, how to use GPU and CPU traces to optimize heterogeneous compute systems.
Oh, interesting. I know quite a few of your speakers. It really is an all-star cast of processor, AI, and security professionals.
Yeah, so we're going to have a number of different speakers this year. Obviously, we'll be talking about processors and the ecosystem around processors. We also have a couple of our customers coming to talk. One I'm really excited to hear from is from Cornami, who is doing fully homomorphic encryption, which is some mind-bending mathematics that allow end-to-end encryption. We also have EdgeQ going to talk about how they do 5G communications base station on a chip. And we'll have this really great fireside chat for Edge AI of Tomorrow, featuring Jeff Beer, the founder of the Edge AI and Vision Alliance, and Pete Warden, one of the initial members for TensorFlow Lite Micro at Google, and now the CEO of Useful Sensors.
Yeah, you know, Cornami, I actually know Cornami quite well. That's founded by Gordy Kemble, and Wally Rhines is the CEO. They're doing some amazing things. This really is an all-star cast. So when and where is the conference, just for the audience?
The conference will be held at the DoubleTree Hotel in San Jose. It's on April 29th. Registration starts at 9. All the sessions will start by 9:30 promptly. We'll have breakfast at 9. It'll run till 5, and then we'll have a nice, you know, evening reception. There'll be plenty of networking opportunities throughout the day.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite locations. And so just to be clear, there is breakfast, lunch, and a networking reception, and there is no cost to the attendee, correct?
Absolutely.
Ah, nice kind of conference. Great, Mark. Thanks again for your time, and I'll see you there.
Thank you, Daniel.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.